On one occasion, after the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, Allah Almighty presented all things before Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Through divine inspiration, ilham, He taught him their names, functions, attributes, properties, distinctive features, fundamental sciences and traits. Thereafter, placing all these things before the angels, He Azza wa Jal said, "If you are truthful in your assumption that there is no creature more knowledgeable than you, and you are the most befitting to be vicegerents, then say the names of these things." Because the job of a vicegerent is to use his authority to strategize and implement matters and to do justice. And this is not possible unless a vicegerent has knowledge about everything under his authority and control, and the facts required for making judgments. It is stated in the Holy Quran in these words, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And Allah Almighty taught the names of all things to Adam. Having then presented all these things before the angels, He said, "So, at least reveal the names of these things if you are truthful," in brackets, "in your perception that you are more befitting to be vicegerents." Though the angels possessed knowledge and had recognition of the divine, they could not say the names of those things, as Allah Almighty had not granted this knowledge to them. Acknowledging their inability, they said the following words in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim." Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except that much which you have taught us. No doubt only you are the all-knowing, all-wise. After asking from angels about the names, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Sayyidina Adam ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam to reveal the names of all the things. Allah Almighty said to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, "O Adam, tell the angels the names of these things." He alayhi salam not only told the names of everything but also the wisdom behind their creation. Thereafter Allah Almighty said to the angels, "Alam aqul lakum inni a'lamu ghayba as-samawati wal ardi wa a'lamu ma tubduna wa ma kuntum taktumun." O angels, had I not told you that I know all the hidden things of the heavens and the earth, and I know whatever you disclose and whatever you conceal? The point that the angels had disclosed was that man would cause mischief and bloodshed. And the point they had concealed within was their notion that they alone were entitled to be the vicegerents, Naib, and Allah Almighty would not create any creation more knowledgeable and superior to them. So this was the account how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the knowledge to Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, taught the names of each and everything. And when he was asked, he mentioned all the names through the knowledge granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And angels were not able to do so. But one more thing, we understand that when angels, they did not know, they accepted their inability, admitted the fact that they do not know. So we also learn that we should be humble if we do not know anything. There's no need to just answer each and everything, whether we know it or not. It's always a good idea. If you do not know, you should take time to find out from knowledgeable person, someone else who knows that. Or take your time to do research, find out, and then answer. Sometimes people ask questions from us, and then we find it hard to say no. No, we shouldn't. Respected viewers of Madani Shell, we should learn to say, "I do not know, but I'll find out for you and let you know." There's no harm in doing so. And it will not decrease any of your value as the angels, when they did not know, they admitted the fact that they did not know the names of the things, the knowledge which they were asked for. There is a great lesson for us to learn too. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.